This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed on the importance of ensuring equitable digital environment that protects rights and dignity of all. Addressing a program on the occasion of Human Rights Day in New Delhi today, the president said cybercrime and climate change are new threats to human rights. She said the digital era is transformative, but it has brought issues of cyberbullying, deepfake, privacy concerns and spread of misinformation. President Murmu said India stands as a shining example before the world by implementing policies for poverty alleviation, hunger eradication and offering equal opportunities to the youth. On the occasion, President Murmu released three publications of the National Human Rights Commission. Human Rights Day is celebrated on the 10th of December every year to commemorate the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The theme for this year is Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now. In an interview to Akashvani News on Human Rights Day, Supreme Court Judge and Executive Chairman of the National Legal Services Authority, Justice B.R. Gavai, said over 7 crore 70 lakh cases were disposed of by organizing 3 national Lok Adalats this year. The full interview can be heard in our program Surkhiyome at 7:10 p.m. tonight. Logjam continued today in both Houses of Parliament, resulting in adjournments of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. This is the second day of this week, which was marred by allegations and counter-allegations between the Treasury and the opposition benches. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju has emphasised the importance of smooth functioning of parliamentary proceedings, urging members of Parliament to focus on debates and discussions. Mr. Rijiju reiterated the government's intent to ensure productive parliamentary sessions and urged cooperation from all opposition parties. The opposition has submitted a no-confidence motion against Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar, accusing him of being partisan in the functioning in the House. In a social media post, Congress MP Jairam Ramesh said the notice has been submitted to the Secretary General of the Rajya Sabha. He added that the opposition has taken this step in the interest of parliamentary democracy. The centre today informed that a suspect registry of identifiers of cyber criminals has been launched in collaboration with banks and financial institutions under Citizen Financial Cyber Fraud Reporting and Management System. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityananda Rai said the initiative has saved over 1400 crore rupees, declining more than 5.6 lakh fraudulent transactions. The Ministry of Rural Development has informed that a sum of over 1,869 crore rupees was released up to November this year as the centres share under the Swachh Bharat Mission Grameen to sustain the open defecation-free status of villages across the country. The Ministry stated this in its reply in the Lok Sabha today for an unanswered question. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri met with members of German Parliament Andreas Schwartz, Igor Gadishens, Jezine Lotz, Sebastian Schaffer in New Delhi today. In his interaction, Foreign Secretary emphasized the significance of the India-Germany strategic partnership and discussed contemporary global issues of mutual importance. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 21st meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow today. The grand finale of the 7th edition of the Smart India Hackathon SIH 2024 will begin at 51 centres across the country tomorrow. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan will virtually inaugurate the event. Former Karnataka Chief Minister and Union Minister S.M. Krishna passed away at the age of 92 in Bengaluru today after a prolonged illness. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condoled the demise of the leader. The last rites of veteran politician of Karnataka will be conducted tomorrow at his hometown, Somnahalli in Madur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said Shahid Divas is an occasion to remember the courage and sacrifice of those who dedicated themselves to the Assam movement. And with that, we end this news bulletin.